Hello there. My name is Stuart Fernie, and I want to welcome you to my series of reflections on characters and themes in some of my favourite films. I will also present thoughts on a handful of literary works, and there may be the odd vaguely philosophical piece as well. On this occasion, I'll be discussing the development of Glenn Holland, the principal character in Mr. Holland's opus. This teaching film is probably a bit of a cheat, as although it focuses on a teacher, its storyline could equally apply to any number of occupations in which the little man makes a major contribution to the lives of others, while he himself feels somewhat overtaken by life to the point where, on the whole, he considers himself a failure. This is a remarkably honest and truthful film in which the main character, Glenn Holland, is not at first driven by an overwhelming desire to teach. It is merely a job which is supposed to allow him the time to pursue his true ambition, composition. However, as he reflects on how best to reach and influence his pupils, he becomes increasingly involved in their development and their very lives. Success as a teacher comes with focusing on and caring for his pupils and their progress, putting aside his personal ambitions. With time, he appears to accept that, while this may not have been his dream, this is his fate or best option. Life overtakes him. While he is busy seeing to the detail, somehow he misses the bigger picture, and because this is not the life he would have chosen, he fails to see the impact and success he has had, neglecting or taking entirely for granted the care and influence he has exercised in his professional life, while nurturing a personal sense of failure with regard to his ambitions as a composer. Rather symbolically, he turns his back on the artist's life and his youthful ambitions when he rejects the advances and proposition of Rowena, an up-and-coming young singer who is heading for New York and perhaps stardom. He appears to have come to terms with his place in life, his sense of duty, and his responsibilities. Glenn doesn't have an easy relationship with his deaf and dumb son Cole, but here, just as in his professional life, he surrenders to responsibility and underlying love and care lead him to unselfish acts. With excellent and often moving performances from the principals, a witty script that skillfully combines humour, pathos and character development, and dynamic direction that keeps things moving at a steady pace while involving the audience, Mr. Holland's opus is a very good film about teaching, but it goes beyond that premise to become a touching film that paints a much broader picture of life, love, responsibility, how to get the best from people, and perhaps most importantly, how to assess success and failure. My thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I hope you found it of some value. Please join me again soon for discussion of more films and books.